Oh, you just blew it.
Okay. Oh.
Forget it.
Well, the studio's a little small for a dance party.
Poor Mark. He was just getting out of his chair.
Dang it. I'm going to bust a move. Cut some rug. All right.
We're back on Auction Access Radio. And we are pleased to have Jim Burness in the studio with us. He is an EV specialist, electric vehicle specialist. And so, okay, before the break, I was talking about the bricking of a car. So that is the, which vehicle is that?
That happened on some of the first generation Tesla Roadsters.
Okay, so the Tesla, we're talking how expensive are those? 100,000?
Really?
100 well, to 120.
No, actually, it depends, though, because they're coming out with a sedan that's about 60. I actually looked into it myself. Yeah.
Okay, but this would have been the generation one, the $100,000 to $120,000 vehicle.
Yes.
And if the battery goes dead, the car is dead. Dead, dead. It becomes a brick. You literally cannot move it. You can't. It is dead.
Really?
And to repair it, it's like $40,000 to replace the batteries.
Yeah, so like most media stories, you know, there's more to the story.
And now the rest of the story.
You know, when you buy a Tesla, you get an owner's manual, you get a lot of hand-holding from the factory. And they tell you, if you're going to store it for a long time, plug it in. And we're talking a long time. We're talking months.
Well, now, wait a minute. You get an owner's manual when you buy a Tesla? Unheard of.
It might be a PDF
Unheard
file.
Of.
It might be a PDF
so
file.
So help me out on this one, Jim, because you just put yourself right in a hole. You get an owner's manual. Congratulations, Mr. Tesla owner. You get an owner's manual.
It's only a $100,000 vehicle. Here's your owner's manual.
Okay. What was that?
Yeah. Obviously, I don't own one, so I haven't been through this process myself, but you do get some sort of instructions. I don't know the format exactly. But they tell you, like, three different times in this document that, you know, if you're going
don't
to
let it go dead.
Don't let it go dead for an extended period of time. Now, if you're talking about overnight, you know, a week or so, it's not going to...
It's going to have reserve. It's kind of like with your laptop or your cell phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It still has enough energy to keep the settings and everything else inside for an extended amount of time. But if you let it go dead, it's not a good thing. It becomes a brick.
Yeah.
A very expensive brick.
And so I think it's happened once, maybe twice, and the guy that did it, you know, left it unplugged for months on end.
Yeah, I actually read a story, and I think they documented three of them. One of them was quite interesting. He shipped it, I think it was to China, and there was no way to charge it on the other end because their power was different.
that could
Oops.
Be.
Whoops.
That was like one of the really big ones. It was
$100,000 whoops.
Yeah, $100,000 whoops. It took like a month to get there, or, you know, to put it on a ship, and by the time it got there, went to plug it in. Uh-oh. We need an adapter for that. We don't have that adapter.
Yeah, and it doesn't even need to be a lot of charge. I mean, on the shipboard, they could have easily plugged into a 110 outlet.
Oh, very good.
And avoided the problem altogether.
Yeah. So, I just thought that was a pretty fascinating challenge, bricking a $100,000 vehicle into. But you're right. It's always, you know, it sounds great in story, but the reality is, how many have been manufactured? I mean... Any idea?
The Roadster was 2,400. No, 2,600, I think.
Okay. So, yeah, 2 to 3 turned into bricks.
Yeah.
Because they didn't follow their owner's manual.
User error.
Well,
User error.
And I can tell you, I looked at...
You know what? That would have been a great rip-off report story. I bought a $100,000 vehicle, and it turned into a brick on me.
That would be good.
Still owner error. I'm sorry. Okay, so can I... Just to push a little bit more on that. Not push, but talk a little bit more on that. They even have... The car will call back to the mothership, back to Tesla, and say, hey, we're going really low on power. So that if an owner forgets and he leaves it parked in his garage for 3 weeks... Tesla will call you and say, you need to go plug your car in. It just phoned home. ET phone home. Tesla phone home.
You did some research.
I did.
I'm impressed.
It's a fascinating car. Fascinating car. Expensive car, but a fascinating car. So it's kind of cool. I mean, you really do have a lot of fail safes built in that it's not going to happen, but technically it can if you're a bonehead. I mean,
you have to work hard to do this.
You have to work hard to brick your car.
Okay, and I'm going to jump in real quick.
Okay.
Not switching subjects.
No, that's good, because I'm done with Tesla.
Well, don't be done with them.
I would love to buy one. Subject.
Oh, okay.
I would, too.
Yeah, me too. So we are the Auction Access Radio program.
Yes.
We did find a couple volts at the auctions.
Oh, very good.
Jim, Just all I ask is you don't shed a tear.
Okay? Oh.
Just don't shed a tear.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And we also found some Nissan Leafs.
Okay.
Okay. And I have no idea what they're going for MSRP. I'm going to check. As you two chat, I'm actually going to read. I should have done this ahead of time. Why I didn't? Just because I just, I think, really just flaked.
You just kind of anyway. Flaked. All right. So we've got some Leafs, which are pure EV.
Correct.
We have some Nissans, which are second.
Nissan is the Leaf.
I'm sorry. What was the other one you said? What'd you look up, Mark?
The Chevy Volt.
Chevy Volt. Chevy Volt is the which tier?
That would like be that's the serial hybrid.
Serial hybrid.
Series hybrid. Yeah.
Series hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain that?
Sure. So the series hybrid, the Volt has a 16 kilowatt hour battery, so you can go about 40 to 45 miles on pure electric.
Okay.
And then at that point, the gas motor kicks in and it acts as a generator. So only on very rare occasions is there actually a direct connection between the gas motor and the wheels.
When is that rare? Is it like the battery's now dead, you could actually still drive it on the electric motor?
You could. I mean,
to like get to someplace.
The computer makes sure the battery's never completely dead.
Okay.
And that's another area where I think it's some neat technology is you're not going to brick a Volt because you just have the gas motor there unless you run out of gas.
Yes.
And,
yeah, so, even then, that's kind of hard to do.
Yeah, yeah. And even in gas mode where the generator is essentially charging the battery to then go ahead and drive the electric motor, you're getting still 35, 40 miles per gallon.
Wow.
Yeah. So my wife's car, so far, lifetime to date, is averaging about 121 miles per gallon.
Oh, my God.
That's no big deal. Seriously.
We filled it up once.
Wow.
And we picked it up in May.
Wow. That is very cool.
And it wasn't even fill up. It was like 7 gallons.
Oh, my gosh. Do you realize? Okay, so we have the Suburban with the 40-gallon gas tank. So when gas is like really bad, it's $150 to fill the tank.
Okay, and Jim, your monthly payment? What's, I mean, you have to say yours, but let's say around.
Right. I don't want to get too specific and anger any Chevy dealers that are listening because we got a pretty darn good deal.
Nice.
It was a $42,000 car.
Okay.
Our lease payment before taxes is about $380.
Wow.
And this is a car with leather, a great sound system.
Yeah.
You name it. We did not get navigation. We did not get... the backup camera, and those are the two big options that we didn't get.
Well, and I'll tell you why is because you and Margaret actually know how to drive, and you know where you're going from point A to point B. They're actually decent. you can do that, right?
And with today's phones,
exactly.
You've got navigation on your phone
and backup camera. You guys can park.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're fine.
Even though we don't have navigation, I can go onto my phone on the Chevy Volt app, plug in where I want to go, send a message to the car, and it'll give me turn by turn directions.
In the car?
In the car. On the dash and on the center console.
Oh, wow.
So I don't see the map, but I know where I need to go.
But you know where to go.
Right.
That's pretty slick.
As you're saying, the sticker was 42 on this car.
Okay.
It's a 3-year lease at $380 a month plus taxes. And then we get $6,000 back from the state at tax time.
Okay, so let's say 42 minus 6. If I do the math, that is 36.
Not really, because there's also $7,500 back from the feds that the leasing company took.
Oh, they took it
to help bring the lease.
That helped with that $380 a month. $380 a month. That's pretty slick. I mean, if you were to buy that, $40,000 is $800 a month. If you were to try and just buy it outright,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So $380 a month. That's a pretty good deal.
Okay, so now you're going to get an actual. Now a check's going to be written to you for $6,000.
It's a tax credit from the state of Colorado. Colorado is the best state to buy an electric vehicle in the entire
country.
Mm-hmm. Even California, they only get $2,500. Here we get
$6,000. Did you hear that? $6,000 tax credit at the end of the year from the state of Colorado. Yeah. If you buy an electric vehicle, you should look at one now. Okay. Are you ready to show us some of those? All right. So auction access. Actually, you know what? It's 5:27. We got a few minutes. Let's just kind of finish out. I want a couple more questions. And then when you come back from the break,
Good idea.
We're going to jump into the auctions. So with the savings on gas, what is that doing to your electric bill when you charge every night?
So we're saving about $200 a month on gas.
Okay.
Given our driving patterns.
Yeah.
We figure it's going to cost us about $40 a month in electricity.
So $160 differential that you're saving. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
$380 a month, brand new vehicle, and great mileage. Okay, so I'm going to step back a little bit. when you're talking about the generator, the motor generating the power or generating, charging the batteries, can you drive like cross country on this? Will it charge fast enough through the gas powered motor to charge the batteries to continue to drive on the electric motor like continually? Or what's the limit? What's the distance you can go before you go, okay, we have to go charge this someplace?
Right. So you get about 40 miles of electric charge.
Yep.
And then you can go about another 300 miles using the gasoline that's in the tank. So you could drive it like a regular car from Los Angeles to Boston.
Washington. There you go.
So it definitely can be done. I was at a conference, and one of the executives from General Motors said about 25% of these cars are used as if they were pure electric vehicles. And most of the people I run into say, oh, yeah, I've never used gas. You know, I'm within the envelope, as they say.
Within the envelope.
Yeah, but
that's good.
But the other stat I thought was fascinating is that 65% of all the miles put on a Volt is electric miles.
Okay. 65%. Okay.
Wow.
So, but theoretically, it can be your one. This is a reason I'm asking. Can this be your only vehicle?
Yes, and it definitely could be.
You literally could go visit grandma and get all the way there with your gas. Go ahead and fill it up. Fill up the tank and even make a couple of stops. I mean, it's not like you're going to have to stop at any point and charge it. It will self-charge until you get to wherever you can go and plug it in and then get another good full 40.
Absolutely. We do a drive every November to California, and we've been debating which car we're going to take. And
ooh,
we could take the Volt, or we could take the old ice vehicle.
The old ice vehicle.
As my wife refers to it, the dinosaur ice car.
There you go.
Nice.
Fossil fuel vehicle. It's the FFV, the fossil fuel vehicle.
Okay, so, but now here's my concern. So you have all the oil companies, right? And according to the Royal Dutch Shell, the CEO says by 2050, roughly 40% of the world's 2 billion cars will be electric. I want to talk about that also.
When we come back from break.
When we come back from the break, because that's really interesting.
That is.
Yeah.
You are listening to AM 1300, The Animal, and the Auction Access Radio Program. We'll be back. Give us a call, 719-265-9661. We'd be happy to answer your questions about electric vehicles and any other vehicle questions. So give us a call.
It's PMS, Petros and Money.
The way the